Why is the rum always gone?
Podcast number one. This is the first of what we hope to be many podcasts for the Main Street Mouse. So I hope you enjoy what we've put together for you today and that you'll continue to tune in for future episodes. Now on to today's show. I'm your host, Michelle, and I want to thank you for listening today. We have had a lot of requests over the years for a show, and as we always do, we give the Main Street Mouse fans what they want.
As you wish.
I'm going to go over our history and what we do exactly on the Main Street Mouse for you.
Impressive.
I'd like to introduce our staff.
Hold your fire. There's no life forms. It must have short-circuited.
I'm also going to recap the Festival of Fantasy Parade that kicked off at the Magic Kingdom on Sunday, March 9th.
At last! Where have you been?
Also, I'd like to talk about the TMSM Idol competition that we're hosting and how you can enter.
There you go. Now that's impressive.
Being that this is our first show, I don't want to ramble on for too long.
Don't even think about it, cowboy.
We just wanted to create a show to introduce the podcast and let our fans know what we have planned moving forward. So here we go.
We're doomed.
Well, if you've been a fan of our website and Facebook page, then you know we've been around since 2009. The idea for the Main Street Mouse was born while on vacation at Walt Disney World. We were at Hollywood Studios and thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a Facebook-type site that focused basically on all Disney-related topics? Facebook was still in its early stages, and the possibility of creating a site like that seemed like a great idea. After a lot of trial and error, the Main Street Mouse was born. We had a great response from that the first few months, but we had so much to do and learn still, and it became so overwhelming. We decided to take the site offline and just focus on having a fan page on Facebook. We grew to have an amazing following and an excellent fan base. Part of what I tried to do when growing the page was not only to incorporate Disney information, but to keep a sense of humor to it all. I think it's good to keep some laughter involved. Everybody's so stressed out every day over different things in life, and I thought, well, if we can add some humor to the Main Street Mouse, then that's a good thing. And so far it works, and I'm really glad you've all enjoyed it thus far. Okay, back to Main Street Mouse history. In August of 2012, it was decided that we would rebuild the website, but have a different format. We would focus more on reporting Disney news, but not just Disney news because we're not a news site. I wanted to share personal stories and memories, giving the fans a fun place to come and share their Disney side. I think part of what sets us apart and makes us different is the fact that I do try to put my own personal spin and my own personal stories on what we report. I think you can go anywhere to read about Disney news, but to get a personal side of it is a little bit different. And when we hear back from fans, comments and whatnot regarding the articles I put out, it's just really great, and I really appreciate the feedback that you give. In keeping with that format, the site relaunched on December 1st, 2012, and we've had amazing success. The membership on the site rises every day, the hits and visitors are off the charts, and we couldn't be more excited about the future. There's a lot of work that goes into keeping the Main Street Mouse going each day, and we have a fabulous staff of people who assist in that. So I wanted to take a few minutes to introduce everyone to let you know their role and what they do to help me on a daily basis.
The Avengers. That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team. Earth's Mightiest Heroes type thing.
Yes. I've met them.
First, as you know, I'm Michelle. I run all the social media and do the personal blogs for the site. Everyone says I'm the boss, but that couldn't be further from the truth. I do things based on what the fans want. So I write blogs, newsletter entries, interact with the fans on social media, and now host the podcast. So I work for the fans and do my best to keep you all happy. If there's anything that anyone ever needs, you can come to me personally and I'll do my best to get back to you. That being said, we have other people who help us as well, so let's talk about them for a minute. Corey has been around since the beginning and is one of our blog writers, newsletter writers, and interacts with fans in the forums. I've also given him his own column on Tuesdays, which I call Tuesdays with Corey, and he usually does history articles and little bits of information that our readers may not know about. Corey is also our resident Epcot expert, so if you have any questions, then Corey is the person to ask. He's very informative, and he has been a huge supporter of the Main Street Mouse since the beginning, and always gave us push to keep doing more. Actually, I have to say Corey is one of the people who really pushed for us to relaunch the site back in 2012, so I want to thank him for all that support. He's been great. Second, speaking of great people, I have Autumn, who's been around since the early days also, and she keeps us updated with daily news, events, and also is a blog and newsletter writer. We also refer to her as the legal department, as she has a knack for keeping us out of trouble. And she also makes sure that everything is on the up and up, no matter what the outlet is. Autumn helps us patrol our Facebook page and forums, and she does her best to make sure everybody is playing nice and keeping all our content family friendly. We try to keep the Main Street Mouse as PG or G rated as possible so that fans of all ages can read what we do. And Autumn is a key part in helping me do that. And she has been a huge, huge help, and I thank her as well. So thank you, Autumn. Speaking of Autumn again, Andrew, or Drew as she calls him, is not only married to Autumn, but he's our IT department. Drew helps on the back end of things and helps keep the site functioning whenever we have any issues come up. So he's our go-to guy when we're having issues like the site's moving too slow or such and such is down, and he helped us move our server. So thank you very much, Drew, for all the work that you've done.
We have a Hulk.
Speaking of behind the scenes, we have Scott, who's our TMSM Avenger, who is our jack of all trades. He's actually the co-owner of the Main Street Mouse. He writes blogs and newsletters and is the webmaster for the site. Also, Scott's our go-to person for advertisers and affiliates. He builds the monthly newsletter and works on just about anything else that's needed. He's my go-to person. We thank him for all the work that he does. And he also rebuilt the site for us and did an awesome job. So thank you for that. Next, we have Kelly, who is one of our monthly newsletter authors and is our resident expert when it comes to resorts at Walt Disney World. Kelly has been around for a long time as well. And she also does help moderate and answer questions on our Facebook page and interacts with the fans on our forum section as well. So thank you, Kelly, for all your support and for the monthly contributions. Diana is another one of our writers and helps keep us updated with happenings around WDW. Diana also is, she's local at Disney, so she actually spends more time in the parks and sends us photos of different happenings like the Flower and Garden Festival, and most recently, the Festival of Fantasy Parade. So we thank her for all her contributions and for sending us some great pictures. For also answering fan questions on our Facebook page. So thank you, Diana. Next, I have Mike, who is our forum and trivia guru. You can usually find him in the forum, so stop by and say hi to Mike. He loves meeting new people, and Mike does our daily trivia. So there's usually a new set of questions in our trivia forum every day. So stop by and see Mike and answer some trivia questions, and you could possibly win some cool Disney prizes too. So thank you for that, Mike. We have Hugh, who is our friend from over the pond. He writes our TMSM trivia channel quizzes and keeps us on our toes with his questions. I always tell Hugh that his questions are super hard. He always asks me how many I got right, and it's usually far less than I should have, but Hugh does a great job challenging questions, so go over to our TMSM Trivia Channel tab and try him out. Lastly, I have Sue, who has been one of our Facebook admins for the past couple years and has also been a supporter since the beginning. She also is always on the lookout for the latest news and Disney happenings as well. I appreciate all the work that she's put into helping us build our Facebook page numbers up. She's been a key part of helping with the following, and we appreciate her very much. In addition to the staff who helps to answer questions and get us information. We also have some great Disney photographers on staff that help us with the great pictures that you see that we post. We try to keep Disney photos for both Disneyland and Disney World going so that we can cover our West Coast fans as well. First, we have Andy, who is a good friend of mine. Andy is also known as WDW Shutterbug and lives near Walt Disney World and brings us the magic through his photos. He's got a great eye for seeing things and knows how to capture and enhance the photos. Andy does a great job, and he actually sends us pictures of all the happenings at Disney World, and we appreciate Andy for that. We also have Byron. Byron is our Disneyland photographer and covers our West Coast events. The images make it possible to bring the magic to others who can't get to the parks as often as they would like. We're also fortunate to work with some others in the Disney community who bring the magic every day. You will see more in the coming months of our partners and what we plan to bring you with their assistance. Okay, so the Festival of Fantasy Parade kicked off with the Magic Kingdom, and we had our TMSM staff front and center in the media section, which was great. Andy and Diana were there to give us the play-by-play, and they did a great job. The buzz from the Festival of Fantasy Parade was awesome. People loved it and felt it lived up to expectations. We have a video on the site that Andy recorded for us, so you can go there and see the parade for yourself. He was in the middle of Main Street, so you could see the parade floats coming at you with the backdrop of Cinderella Castle, so it's a really great video. I suggest you go check it out. Festival of Fantasy seems much more interactive than other parades. It seems to move a little faster, and there are characters everywhere. One thing that I loved was all the swinging and outward movements, like on the Tangle Float, and also the swings near the Donald and Daisy area. On the Tangle Float, there was a spot where Flynn Rider just...
How you doing? The name's Flynn Rider. How's your day going?
Wings on a pendulum type fixture back and forth over the crowd. Him and along with a pal from the Snuggly Duckling. It was really cool to see. And Andy said that Flint swung that thing that he's on. I don't know if it's supposed to be a light fixture from the Snuggly Duckling or what it is, but he said that Flint swings it really hard and really fast.
All right, listen, I didn't want to have to do this, but you leave me no choice.
And it's very cool. It almost swings out over the crowds. Also, characters on the swings right before the Mickey and Minnie float. That was pretty neat, too. Other characters that were featured in the parade were Ariel, Merida, Anna and Elsa from Frozen, and of course the Fab Five, just to name a few. One thing that people were buzzing about was the dragon, so let's talk about that. The dragon was representing Maleficent, and it was just amazing and full of detail. The huge dragon rolls down the street and breathes actual fire for added effect. It's built in a steampunk type of fashion and is really well done. The stilt walkers and bird creatures to come before it were really detailed as well. People were asking me on the media sites where Maleficent was.
Are you sure you searched everywhere?
But if you're familiar with Sleeping Beauty, then you know the dragon actually is Maleficent, so there is no other character needed. The parade actually closes out with Mickey and Minnie on a hot air balloon, which is a great way to close.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mickey Mouse.
I think all in all that the Festival of Fantasy Parade is a great addition to the Magic Kingdom. I think that people will really be happy with what they see when they get down there to the Magic Kingdom and see it in person. I mean, all in all, it's a great job. I think that the feedback that we've gotten was that people were really excited. Diana and Andy told me that the buzz on Main Street was just outstanding. People were excited. People were crying. They were just overwhelmed with all the Disney magic that came along with that parade, and I can't wait to get down there to see it myself. So, like I said, if you did not get to see the parade in person, then please go to our site and check out Andy at WDW Shutterbug's video. We do have it for you. So, again, great job, guys. Thank you so much for your help. So, let's see what else is going on. So you may have heard by now that the Main Street Mouse and WDW Magazine are running the TMSM Idol competition. The contest is pretty simple, actually. We want fans to record a video of them singing Let It Go from the blockbuster hit Frozen. We've been receiving some great videos so far, and there's still a few days to get your entry in. You can submit your video till Thursday, March 13th at 11:59 Eastern Time. On the 14th at 12 a.m. Eastern, the voting will open. The winner will be chosen by you, the fans. The video that gets the most votes will be awarded a $100 Disney gift card and also get the bragging rights of being the first TMSM Idol winner.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Fazine.
Please be sure to go to the TMSM Idol tab from our site and view all the videos that have been submitted so far. If you're one of the contestants, be sure to spread the word to all your friends and family to get them to vote for you beginning on the 14th. Users will be able to vote once a day till March 21st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you remind them daily to vote. And please help us spread the word about this contest. We've been trying to get the word out as much as we can about the TMSM Idol contest. Please help us by sharing and liking on Facebook and as well as any other social media that you're on. We also
no, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Talking about Let It Go contest on Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, wherever you find us, we'll have it. So please continue to help us spread the word. We'd really appreciate it. Speaking of spreading the word and having a hard time, I wanted to touch a little bit on the Facebook issues that us and a lot of other business and fan pages have been having. In case you didn't know, Facebook has put in new changes that make it harder for fans of a page to see the post from that page.
You're not making any sense at all.
Facebook's goal in this is to charge the fan pages in order for fans to see their post.
Is this a dream? No. I thought not.
If it were, they'd be rum.
The part that Facebook isn't realizing is that the fan pages aren't making money for sharing news stories and engaging with their fans, so it's hard to justify spending hundreds of dollars for each post to be seen by thousands and thousands of fans.
I'll handle this, mate.
We are working on a plan to correct this with a daily email we will soon be sending out to all our fans who sign up with a recap of the day's stories. There will be a place on Facebook where you can sign up to get email notifications of stories from the day. Just in case you miss anything that we've shared or any blogs that we've done, you can go to your email and get a recap for the day. In the meantime, please like and share our post with your friends so that we can continue to grow and share the magic with all. Like I said, it's been challenging and it's been a lot harder for the Main Street Mouse and some of our affiliate to get the word across. It's harder for us to get our posts seen by different people on Facebook. Our reach has gone down, but only because of the Facebook algorithm changes.
Complications arose, ensued, were overcome.
So, if you could continue to like, share, spread the word, suggest the Main Street Mouse to your family and friends, that would be very appreciated. Again, we're going to keep posting the same things we do every day. We're going to keep sending pictures and fun and articles, just like we've been doing. We just need your help to spread the word, that's all. Also, again, like I said, we're also on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Tumblr, Google+, we're everywhere. And don't forget to check the site itself every day because we have new blogs going up every couple of hours, so there's always something new to read. Well, that's all we have for our first podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back next week with an all-new show for you. We plan to have different interviews and get some others on the show to get the conversation going, so be sure to tune in.
To infinity and beyond!
If you have any suggestions or things you want to hear about, feel free to message me at michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. It's Michelle with one L, not two, or your email won't go through. It's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, @themainstreetmouse.com. Or send us a message through our Facebook page, and we will be very happy to work on fulfilling your request. So till next week, have a fantastic week, and remember to like and share us on all your social media outlets. Thanks so much. Bye.
We got it. We got it. Yes.